Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's
888-249-1425. Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat? Round and round, that ball she go. That sound it make when she hit the floor. Go boom. I'm gonna take you to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL, I'm BNP, the king of kings. We fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain, tree. Make it, make it rain, tree. Make it rain, tree. Make it, make it rain, tree. Make it rain, tree. Make it, make it rain, tree. Make it rain, tree.
Make it rain, bitch.
I'ma
make it rain.
I ain't afraid to pick to the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three burners. Yeah, yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
PKP and T, Northern ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't the frame pick, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
What?
Call in, get your shout out on. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid of Pink. Let's go!
Y'all
boy,
nigga, man, you see in the club, y'all think I'm good, y'all think I'm good. These hoes on my dick, trying to get a little chick, it's me by now, it's me by now.
It's all fucked up, the whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kick, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done, I'm a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove, okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, "Nigga, is you crazy?"
Boy Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's Straight Dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now. My
Nobody deserves a high. I came up with stuff. I'm running up. I can't be touching. What's the left? I'm picking up. I'm going to my toes above 50. My toes go up. Really the only one with a 64 in my city. Black Debbie, but I'm hugging in this bitch to do a jig. Tell me, get to finish. People's magazines to Dubai. I'm going to get the women. I don't have to lie. Left the F out of fly prison. Oh boy, not the sandwich, but the God's religion. Folks died over this. We got a party in prison. So when I hustle to get it, if any of you can get it, the blueprint of the business is for a small percentage. Shut the fuck up and listen, okay? I know you're not my daughter. I'm going to give you a bitch. Turn the tricks, move a party. You should hang with the bitches. The realest rap I ever caught.
Oh, you're going to be a trick, yeah.
Wait, I'm fucking plugging. I'm about to disconnect his ass. Turn off that motherfucking radio. Okay.
Thank you.
This is WQD, GA Radio. I'm taking you back to the bridge for just a second, man. Just ride with me.
Yeah,
Yo, this is a really cool radio exclusive.
All my chase talks up the marijuana smoke. Tell you in my choke, I smoke them smoke. Get me so familiar, the rap slayer, the overlayer. Motherfucker, tell you crazy.
Damn, Mary, so much crazy.
Smack the bitch in the face. Take her hoochie back, and her north face. Throw her back, jack her if she acts. Fucking with the radio, you got me stuck in her rock. I don't want to rape you. I just want the paper. To be cooked up, I'm out like the paper. So then you tell me to watch her, head harsh her. With this question to watch her, I got so much. I should be there with the stylistic. Make up the wake up. This is DJ Wake Up. Throw the Indonesia. Get you to a teaser. Then fuck your mom. It's the skin to amnesia. She's a brother. Show the true hit. Turn it in the floor. And put it in the clip. Suck it on the dick. I'm fucking begging for the dick. Say your mom. My dick got quick. I was a combination of the house. The aim of Bobby Brown. I was fucking around. But then I asked her who's around. The B.I.G.
Complete. Cool. religion. I don't know. I had to smoke a weed in the street without cops harassing. Had to go and support in the trial. Life staff, who's a flip behind a woman. No welfare support. There's more time to move away from these outdoors. Shit, short, take the cobra. Feeling like life is over. You think straight like it's over. So we'll pop my son by now. Evidently, it's elementary. They want to go on eventually. We're not a place for a place. Dollars, the cobra's without the job. We don't have the top dollars. Matching everybody's fashion. Fashion, design, and smallness. Lifting the shake up with John and Rose. The pieces on the floor, no parole. No rubber, no door, no more with no undercover. Just a source for the mind. I took a glimpse of the time. Watch the best week, the world is mine. Imagine that.
It's I'm going to go to the hospital. shit. Working up a whole time in my foot. You don't know what I can do.
I don't want to get room to rich. If I'm not rich, you ain't doing it. I
I know in the beginning I was down to work and hips, but I was tricked. Seduced by a beat. See, you had me for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I was suspended in time, but when I snapped out of it, I had to ask, did I hear what I thought I did in that last room? Now, forgive me. Maybe I'm getting old, or maybe I'm just slow, because I didn't even know you could say bitch on the radio, but I was entranced by that beat I heard somewhere before. Oh, I remember that was the original score. Now, unless I'm dreaming, I could have swore, but after you called me a bitch, you called someone else a whore, and at this point, I'm trying to process a few things. What were the original words to that song, and you want me to do what with my song? And I'm tripping because nobody's acting like anything is wrong. After all, the anthem for the new millennium was Big Pimpin'. And it all seems a bit surreal because when I was dancing around, I didn't know the damage my soul was going to feel. And there are times I am still compelled to move, but I swear to you, it's that old school groove that's playing above the lyrics, because if the music wasn't there, I definitely wouldn't hear it. I thought hip-hop was supposed to be a means of poetically expressing yourself, but it seems these days you'd say anything to get your CDs off the shelf, so it's toast with champagne and blunts to your health, but first, tell me why. Every other venue, but it's got to be a gigolo. And you show your respect by pouring beer for the homie who's dead and then pour the rest of that 40 over some female's head? And what's crazier than that is she doesn't seem to mind, but if you look past her ass, deep into her eyes, you just might find a hint of surprise because she didn't realize that the camera shot was going to be between her thighs. And she furthers a lie as she tried to deny, pretending like it's okay, that she just gave a piece of herself a female way. And it aired 9 times on MTV today, and all of that for little to no pay, but he's a hustler, baby, and he told you so. And when he's slow, you're in the hole. And I'm trying to make it in this business, but I've actually stood in those high heel shoes, you know? And now when I go to the club, I see a sea of young women with fake diamonds bouncing around their waist, too little clothes on her body, and too much makeup on her face, screaming, underlay, underlay, mommy, ee-yi, ee-yi, uh-oh. Was I that hoe? And was I that hoe? Or do we need to spiritually grow? Does anybody know what EIEI stands for anyway? Is it eternally imprinting, exaggerated ignorance, or exploiting innocence while extremely intoxicated? I'm starting to think this hip-hop thing has become way overrated, and you dedicated an entire song to how fast my ass is shaking? Tossing around money that you really ain't making? In this scene on Court TV, accused of raping? But I'm the one hating. Huh? Maybe I am, because somebody needs to speak up on behalf of a woman. So, no, you can't see my thong. No, I won't back my thing up. No, you can't big pimp me into buying your CD. It takes a king and a queen to create a real dynasty. Why don't you set your mind free? Why don't you back that thinking up? Maybe you're already aware because you call yourself corrupt. And it's not hard to deduct when I keep hearing rumors that you're going bankrupt, but you just claim in head hip-hop or in charge, spending all your money on the bush just to prove that you're large, because all your real niggas still kick it with you. And there ain't no nigga like the one you got. So you ride for your niggas, and you die for your niggas, because you're a no limitations nigga. What type of nigga slanging bang in the streets? A bad boy, a rude boy, a 504 boy, a hot boy, a ghetto boy? Hold up. I got this plan. Stop calling yourself a nigga and a boy and call yourself a man. Because what I really want from you is to realize that it's the root of the word that's the trigger. Triggering thoughts through my temple of its real definition. Look it up. It's simple. Number one, ignorance. Number two, inconsequential and petty. Number three, stingy and miserly. But it's not the definition that comes with shocker. What baffles me is that you call yourself a doctor. What are you doing, brother? And I'd really like to know, did you get that doctorate degree while you were on death row? Changing your name, thinking it'll contribute to your fame, but all you're doing is defaming yourself and your people, and you want to know why we aren't seen as equals? Got all your jewels wrapped around your neck and your wrist. What happened to throwing up a fist to represent unity, to show our pride? Now the only time you throw up your fist to show up the fact that you bought a Rolex, never mind the damaging effects that all of this has. Look around, it's spreading fast. Even Baby Bow Wow has his Mickey Mouse ice thing, when he should be turning those jewels into his crown. Got little kids thinking it's a thing to hustle up your money for a little bling bling, why don't you sing, sing the truth, player? Money really ain't a thing, you see, when you trade it in for your dignity. And all you're doing is perpetuate the negativity, so I challenge me. The next time that you're seduced by that beat, whether it's when you go to the club, get your groove on, or buy a CD, the next time that you're seduced by that beat, listen closely to the rhyme. And you tell me if that's what poetry was meant to be. Sincerely, Bridget Gray.
Let's go. That's how you came over my life. But you try to jump ship. You know how you might shoot. All in all, you can't just get me to flip. If you turn your life, you can't just fuck that shit. These little niggas try to run so quick. Get addicted to Dylan Charles, so I pull your shit. I still the same to him, like the fuck. Try my first and last song, you can't hate that bitch. If you don't expect to die, you pray for the fuck that bitch. You know the bitch, I'll be sure they get this never before. You can't keep life, you niggas just be great if you got. I keep it on the flyer, cause you can't sleep like that. So I breathe, motherfuckers, you can't die like that. I try to get a blind, get a blind, get a light, light. Take what you call a plan, man, and go up on that and get. The leader's man, and it's not me, I'm on the back. Yeah, this is the strong time, it's not me, but the poor lady's not the same, I'm on the back.
Yo, this is a little bit of radio exclusive.
I'm
set the road for the struggle and the main subconscious is out there. But basically, I masturbated with the struggle. And it was crazy because I wasn't born in the jungle. I was born on the left side of the city. You make this moment get killed and the gun starts to blaze on it. I'm just a criminal. The man was a busted. I wasn't a gangster. I was more of a devil for a table and a the feeding on girls and some of the streets was no me. But never I sold the truth. Don't you refuse to me? There was truth to flee. Now you get me. The truth getting used to flee. Coming from where I come from. Cause where I come from, the man still never comes. It's only the magnet that we spend all day. And you don't know about nothing till it come right your way. I'm scared of the
Thank you. Before, we're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Shout goes out to my homies up top, you know what I'm saying, Maryland, you know what I'm saying, Boston, you know what I'm saying. Y'all know who he is, you know what it is. Real talk, yo, I told you we finna smash this shit. Yo, what they do that radio style. Real talk, it is what it is. Definitely, yo, appreciate all the fans, all the love, everybody holding it up, doing what they do, man. So real talk, we're talking to the radio. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, without you guys, we'll not be no rest. So as long as you keep keeping it real and keep doing what you do, it is what it is. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what the biz is. No business like show business. At least that's what they tell me. But on the real, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. And I'm finna go to the request line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see where you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio. You already know what it is. Your caller last for the number is 9080. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio, man. Who we got checking in, bro?
What's good, Jay? It's your boy, Cole Gray.
What's up? What's good with you, man?
Man, ain't nothing right now. I'm about to blow down real quick some sour D's, you know. Nothing major. Okay.
That major. You ain't gonna do it all cool to that German purpose.
No, not today. Just regular organic sour D's.
Regular organic. Regular weed. You know,
so you got to include the organic because most niggas don't. You gotta include the organic because most niggas just think, oh, all right, just allergies. I had that shit before and it'd be chemical. No, I'm talking about like organic, like the color of the tree. Not no brown shit, not no almost green, like straight green orange.
Okay. I feel it. I feel it. I wish, I from time to time, you know, I got a little cataract, you know, a little glaucoma thing, you know, I sample. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I know what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as long as you stay away from that German pill, that Bulldog Kush, whatever it was, I'm going to tell you, man, I got to run that clip again, man. That shit was funny as fuck, man. That nigga said, nigga trying to throw me some German perk. You ever heard that? Bulldog. I said, anything that starts with Bulldog, you don't need to be inhaling that shit because that don't sound right no way. And, you know, I'm not too cool on German shit either because them niggas, you know, might be trying to pull a Nazi move. I don't know. I'm just saying. You never know, man. I'm just, it's certain things I do, you know what I'm saying. Just being black and staying alive is enough thrill for me, you know what I'm saying. I don't need
exactly. To correct.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I don't need extra stuff, you know. I'm cool, you know. Call it what you want, but you won't catch me in the mountain with a rock stuck under my arm. You won't find J-Dog. Trust me, I'll be in a lot of stuff, but that right there would not happen. That's just real talk. But, yo, I'm wild. Yo, I'm full throttle. It is what it is, but definitely, man, I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying, do the organic thing, you know what I'm saying? Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, it's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I'm really wild, so I'm just going to say this. You know, for all the money that the economy is spending and losing, I think that if they just go ahead, and your J-Dog has said it, if they just go ahead and legalize tobacco and alcohol and everything else, you know, maybe we can provide, you know, a more substance, you know, more suitable, more stable economy, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I did a little research on marijuana, and I realized that, you know, before it became illegal, the hemp plant itself, you know what I'm saying, provided a lot of resources, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of resources. So I'm like, you really got me wondering, like, dang, yo, really, what's the deal? Why they just not let that nigga get right, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's too much light right. For us to get right, it's too much like right. So, you know what I'm saying? They're going to leave it alone so we all be wrong, and it'll be on. You know, it is. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all remember what my man, you remember what my man said the other night, man? You know what I'm saying? Yo, go ahead and call your weed man early, man. Don't be waiting about 9, 10, 11 o'clock.
Please.
They ain't going to answer the phone.
You
got to
call him
phone.
Early. That's unless you know your man really consistent. Unless you know you got a consistent ass hustler or if it's your man or whatever, you cool. But if you depending on somebody, I mean, and connections, they supposed to be solid connects, but they not. You got to call them niggas early just to make sure you have to.
Yeah, you just make sure they have it, make sure they coming. You know how they tell you, you know, so you don't call them. Yeah, you know, call them like 10 times. They answer the phone on the 9th time or the 10th time, and they be like, y'all on my way. You know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, you knew that he is not coming. Not right now. Not right now. Because, you know, we move a certain way. I mean, we all got a different swag. We all do what we do. But, you know, we cautious about certain stuff. I mean, I'm just saying, man, you know, we get it right. It is what it is. I mean, I got the whole plan for the economy wrapped up, man. I'm going to tell you, go ahead and legalize marijuana. You know, let us grow our own shit. And we'll be straight, super straight. You know what I'm saying?
Straight.
You know, for real. But you know, that's too much. Like, right? They ain't gonna let us do that. They want to tax shit. I mean, I'm just saying. I ain't no hippie, though. But I'm just saying. I think this whole thing started off with they was arguing over something. You know, then some tea got dumped in some water, and you know that thing. We know people with guns, and you know, I'm just saying, man. You know, that's where it started. You know,
right.
Folks want to tax shit. The next thing you know. Hey, you know, it go hamburger. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I'm wilding. Anyway, y'all know it. Look at the phone line. Look at all the weed heads just pressing one. Good grief. I hear you, man. Real talk. I hear y'all, man. Real talk. Now, you know what I'm saying? I don't promote the use of drugs. I really don't. But I don't really feel that marijuana is a drug. I mean, not in the literal sense. I mean, hey, I heard one time, you know what I'm saying, aspirin is a more potent drug than that. I mean, you ought to get rid of your headache. If you take 13 to 15 a month, that'd be the last you'll ever have in life. So, I'm just saying, you can get off the shelf. So, I don't know, man. I think they got a plan. I mean, y'all know what it is, man. Come on, y'all get it right. But anyway, yo, I got you locked in, holding it down, man. Which one to let the fans know, man?
Same thing I let everybody know every time, man. Just if you're doing what you're doing and you know you're doing it well, no LL Cool J, but you know you're doing it well. Shit, I mean, keep doing it for real. I mean, because we about to really like take over, like. It's about to feel like that time when you finally was in control of something, like your mom and dad finally let you stay at the crib by yourself, but it's the world, you know what I'm saying? So take over the shit, you know what I'm saying?
It had a risky business moment, had a Tom Cruise moment, man, you know what I'm saying, when they left him in there, you know, you see what happened, he done wrecked the Porsche, and done, man, had the whole neighborhood over, y'all remember that movie? Y'all might be down for that, y'all might be good for that, you know what I'm saying? But you're ready to take it over, man, you right. Man,
it is,
man. Real talk. Shouts out to my man, the Universal Store, my man Smitty in the building. Yo, real talk. Like I told you, I know you guys are listening. You know what I'm saying? I told you, man, listen to Live Wise. I do Live from time to time, but, you know, real talk, Smitty. I don't really do marijuana anymore, so, you know, just let the sponsors know this is entertainment. You know, some of the folks is like, oh my God, I knew it was a weed head. I knew it. Man, y'all don't know shit. Oh, no. Y'all call, man. Y'all gotta check my record, man. Yeah, that's all y'all worried about. Y'all in trouble. Real talk, it is what it is. I'm gonna go to the little question. You got me wild, man. Hey, full throttle up in here, man. Yo, y'all better get this drink off my desk because we're gonna have a long night. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, check it out. I'm going to take another caller right quick. We're going to see what's up. Yo, we wild up. We full throttle. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. Real talk. Hey, yo, I got some slick shit for you. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and let you know I got some real slick shit for you. So you definitely be here in the building. So we're going to see what's up. Yo, we're going to definitely crank it up. So, yo, DJ Cool. Hold the line. Hold the line.
All right.
See what's up. All ready. You already know what it is. Yo, caller, last for video number is 0568. You already know what it is. You're definitely live on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
All right. This is your boy, Matt from 860, Bellevue Capsule's boy, his manager.
What's up?
That's what's up, man. You know, like I said, I heard that song. It was nice, man. It was nice, J-Dawn. I hope that for all the listeners, you know, they're liking it real nice. And like I said, you know, we want to thank our fans, but also I want to have a couple of shout-outs to some peoples out there right now. Dot City, Sonny Black, you know, we're doing a thing down there. But also I want to have a couple of other shout-outs to my boy for the Killer Bees, for the West Coast, for the Wu-Tang, Eternal, Stay Wise, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have that show real soon on the 9th or the 7th, I'm sorry, in the Phoenix. And, you know, we want everybody to come on through, you know. The boy Dove Castro is performing. And, you know, make sure you cop that CD, you know, the inner demon.
Okay.
It's real hot. And also, too, we have shirts, too. So we're selling for $10, mixtapes, 5. So, you know, make sure you get that. If you want to hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Bellevue Capsule's, the Peoples, hit us up on Twitter, hit up us all on MySpace, on any site, just Google us up.
Okay. I hear you. Yo, just get at your man, real talk, Bellevue Capsule, definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Yo, this is where they do that radio. And this is the Urban Experience like never before, where we definitely take you on the ride of the wild side. Real talk, it is what it is. You already know what it is. Now, you know, it is. Yo, and I got a lot of youngsters, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Jada, I love the kids. I love the kids, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it like this. Now, for all the youngsters that enjoyed the sample of what we gave you 2 days ago, We have a channel on Dish Network, so, you know, tell your mom and your dad, you know what I'm saying? If y'all got Dish in your house, y'all need to go to Channel 3 and look up Sky City TV. And the reason why you want to check out Sky City TV is because we are putting together a major, major extravaganza for all the fans of Where They Do It At Radio and for all the fans of all the artists that's on Where They Do It At Radio. Now, strategically behind the, in the background, in the, you know, in between the rotation and across the nation and all that good shit, you know, like I told you, I can't give it all away. Y'all gonna have to pay to see some real shit. Now, if you love what you hear, then you ain't seen nothing yet. Because on Sky City TV, we're gonna have one of the first nationwide and worldwide pay-per-view events. It's gonna feature a lot of the artists that's on Where They Do That Radio doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? So if you're familiar with the show, you know how we do it. You know, so we play great music, we give interviews, we have the artists come in here, do what they do. And yes, 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 we will have a freestyle battle. But it's going to be one, like unheard of. I'm going to say this. For all of the fans of every artist that's on Where They Do That at Radio, what you need to do is you need to call 678-534-8447. Leave on the voicemail which artist you would like to see up on pay-per-view. Now, I already got a list of about 10 to 12 artists, you know what I'm saying? We got Southpaw. We want to see Southpaw go back against CO Vet. You know what I'm saying? They want my man Legion of Legend to come, you know, take the jersey off right quick and give him a little something, because they caught all that shit you put on Facebook, my man. They caught all that shit. So, real talk, they are definitely locked in on that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? They want to see, you know, some more of my man Mr. Sheen and some more of my man Billy Castro, you know what I'm saying? They want to see the delegates up in that thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they want to see my man H is, you know what I'm saying, up in that thing. Corey Fluke, Mr. NYC, you know what I'm saying? They want to see a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, definitely do what they do. And I'm going to tell you, you know, my response to every single email that was sent is that, you know, this is real hip-hop. This is real artists doing real music. Now, with that statement, I'm going to say live on the air. Now, ladies and gentlemen and young men and young ladies in the congregation, these are artists. They are professional. And, you know, I am going to say this, like, I'm not going to put no particular area on blast, but this is what I want you to do. These artists, they go hard in the paint. They do what they do. They are individuals that you can talk to. Do not feel that, you know, you can't talk to them. You can't send them an email. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you never know, man. Some of these artists got so big hearts, man. They'll give you the number where you can call them up if you want to. They are approachable. We got a lot of youngsters that definitely, you know, the fan clubs are growing. People are definitely bonding. People are definitely trying to definitely, you know, see what's up. But I also do not, what I'm trying to say in the midst of this, I want you guys to kind of, you know, listen to the artist. Listen to the show, and please follow the show in its entirety. Sometimes I do understand emotions can get the best of us. You know, I had one particular incident, I'm going to put this out on the air, where a couple of young folks, you know, kind of got really emotional about some of the stuff they heard on Where They Do to That Radio. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm going to say. Matter of fact, I can't even do justice on this. I'm going to bring the artists on. I'm going to bring Belvy on. I'm going to bring Sheem on tonight. I'm going to bring a couple more artists that's definitely in the thing. And I'm going to let them tell it from their standpoint, from a artist in this versus how they feel about it from an outward perspective, so you can get their whole perception on it from that. Because I can only do so much justice with this, but it's best. Is coming from the people that you look up so much to on Where They Do That Radio, what they feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we don't want you guys going up there and getting caught up in no craziness, you know. That would hurt every single artist on here if something negative happened because of something that was done. You know what I'm saying? you got to understand really what it is. And, you know, I'm just a host. These are the stars. You know, I don't like to use the word stars. The artists that are definitely changing the game. So their words will go a whole lot further than my words. So real talk is what it is. But y'all already know what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Real talk, lock in, check in. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to the line right now to see what's up, see what's happening, see where you're doing it at. Yo, call up. Last but not your number. Let me see if I can get them on. Look at the switchboard blowing up. Man, wow. Call up. Last but not your number is 4963. 4963. You're definitely in the building of WTDTA Radio. Tell the world who we got checking in, man. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, Sheen, man, I'm going to need you to kind of speak up a little bit. We're getting a little bit of muffle on the background, man. Say that one more time so they can hear you.
I said it's Sheen.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, Sheen, you already know I'm going with this, man. You know what I'm saying? I kind of had to put it out there because, you know, the youngsters, man, you know, and you guys can say more than what I can say on this. So, you know, from your standpoint, just with the fans and everything that's popping off, you know what I'm saying, please talk to them and just let them know what's up, what's happening.
So, man, little Mike, people got into some shit, right? Over news saying something about Young Money one night. So, at school, man, the young boys, they fuck with us. I mean, not the curse, but they bang with us as artists so hard that they take what we say and they go to school. And yeah, some kids at the young boys' school was like, oh, you heard what Sheen said? F Young Money. And somebody was repping Young Money over there. They only about 10, man. And so they over there knuckling now because something I said, and I don't even know them. I mean, they knuckling close to something I said about Young Money, and I don't even know Young Money, so... Crazy, man.
True.
And that's all good. Those mean people listen to things and they take in a certain way and take them on their own life, man. And that's what they do. But as a young man, as a young boy, shouldn't do that. I mean, I didn't listen to Bow Wow and them and oh, Bow Wow better than Romeo, which Bow Wow was better than Romeo, but I used to do that, cause that wasn't my place to say. I used to say Nas was better than Jace. And my pop had me listening to Jace. You know what I mean? So I started listening to Nas and my own. Nas don't win the battle. I grew up on the Nas and Jay-Z battle. So that's it. I mean, take you to where I'm coming from. I grew up on that whole battle. That battle went off about 3-4 CDs, man. You know what I mean? So, that shit's crazy, dog. Like, you never know, man. Never know what happened off of what you say on the radio station. Man, Ace hit me up today. My man Dave hit me up today, and he was talking to me and telling me about, you know, stressing out and how I should just calm things down and this. And that really helped me out today, you know. So, so one thing I gotta say, though, before I get off the air. I've noticed tonight that I was disrespected the other night when I was freestyling in a freestyle battle. The artist can never use the lyrics that he uses in a song to battle another artist. Now, the thing is, I battled him a night ago. And I hear the song tonight with the same lyrics on the same radio station that we battled on. You should never, ever, 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 ever do that shit. Ever. Because that'll fuck you up. And as an artist, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm not hating, I'm not playing with you, I'm not disrespecting you. This is real rap, dog. Like, don't ever use the lyrics that you rap in the song. Just another artist. That's a diss right there for you. Playing direct.
Yeah.
But my nigga Sam hit me up, man. You called me by accident today, nigga, and you ain't never hit me back, punk. So, you fucking tech, hit me back, doc. Other than that,
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. All my niggas who's doing this music, man, keep y'all head up, keep doing y'all thing, man. See 100 watts, she got a new style, fuck shit, and then remind me a little bit of that Pac, I mean, how Pac was doing it. So I really bounce with that. My man, Manifest, man, hope he come on a nice system now with y'all, man. He'll help me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it moving, man. Everybody keep it going, dog. Keep y'all head up. Keep it moving. I really want to say a lot more, but you know, I'm trying to keep it cool for my nigga H, man, and respect everybody on the radio station tonight. So, I mean, much love to all the guys out there and everything, man. keep it going, man. Cause I don't know. Like I was saying, it's a lot of homies that should just switch their day job or their night job, whatever you want to call this rap shit that y'all do. I should start trying to take piano lessons, man. Taking small violin lessons. Start playing that shit for yourself, because it ain't working for a lot of MCs. If I could actually sit here and name all the MCs that I don't fuck with, it'd be a hell of a night. Not really. But, yeah, man, get that money, man. Strictly Benjamin Franklin, man. All that other money is small money, man. Get them Franklin. Man. Oh yeah. When I hit the Philly area, I got a video shoot for my new song that I'm be dropping on the album, man. So,
okay.
So my niggas, y'all gonna see all my niggas. We about 50 deep. For real, it's not even everybody that's in the squad. That's not even everybody that you gonna see. I mean, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
gotcha.
Oh, my nigga B, shut the fuck up, B. You know I was going to get to you, nigga. He texted me talking about no shout out, nigga. B, you know it's much love to you, nigga. That's my nigga right there, man. And that's my real nigga right there. Shout out to B Gaines. That's my fucking homie right there, dog. I mean, that's my nigga right. He going to be helping me with the music too. I mean, him and H be on that. H is actually trying to get my nigga B to rap. So, we going to see what we can do. Jerry, we're going to see if we can get them on the radio station and battle these niggas, man. See what happens, dog. But, yeah, much love to all my niggas, my nigga Wood, with the fucking, the thorough Sunni, with the Rick Ross beard that's bigger than Rick Ross beard, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my niggas that's hustling, man, getting that money right without that crack cocaine, without that powder substance, man. All my niggas done stopped selling, man, and we getting money through this music, so, you mean, I gotta give a round of applause for that, man. We stopped that bullshit, man. I mean, we getting this shit legit now. And I got 16 cats out here struggling and fighting for food. I'm literally cats out here. I gave them an egg roll, and these niggas surrounded me like they gonna jump me and shit. And then they started fighting each other. Shit crazy. It's cats. Nigga, it's like that with humans, man. Niggas be
That's
nothing. Right. This one big-ass cat looking at me, looking his chops. I don't know, I'm about to move. Motherfucker drunk. God dang, you look like a big ass lion cat and shit. You ever see them cats that look like lions and shit?
I tell you, man, we in black, so a certain thing. I told you, man, we ain't gonna never be stuck in no mountain under no, cause we too cautious, man. Stuff don't look like we bitch we move, man.
I look like a fucking mountain lion and shit. You about to jump on me and shit. Big ass bobcat. But yeah, man, get y'all money, man. Keep that shit moving. My nigga B, you know what it's about. My nigga Sam Goody. I'm going to call you Sam Goody the day I die, nigga. You know what's good. My nigga H, man. Keep moving, hit, man. My nigga Corey. You mean? We gonna do this shit, dog. You mean?
Right.
We keep it moving. Holy Cloud Club, New Sinatra, and GM all day. And shout out to Dovey Castro, man. Keep your shit moving, dog. Keep on doing that music, man. I mean, I know that battle shit probably wasn't for you, man. So I apologize, dog. You mean? But I have to show people what it's really about. I own this shit. Whoever want to rap, battle, do that battle shit. Y'all got y'all names coming through. I got names on the list. Whoever want to step up, get y'all shit fucked up. Holla at you. Holy Cloud Club and Luke Sinatra all day, baby.
Real talk. I feel you. Yo, real talk. Like I said, man, yo. You know, in a nutshell, y'all get the point, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? For the youngsters out there, you know what I'm saying? This is entertainment. These artists is what they do. They're professional. Do not try this shit at home. Real talk, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, yo, if you want to definitely see the artists definitely do what they do, hey, tell your moms, tell your pops now. Call in 678-534-8447. Make the request. Pay-per-view is already set up. Sky City TV, Channel 3. It will be an evening to remember. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? We got over 18 artists. We got a lot of nominations in there. Yo, yes, I forgot to mention, yes, C-Fresh is definitely in there. South Power is definitely in there. Legion is in there as well. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, for all y'all Legion Legend fans, I know, you know, You know, matter of fact, I'm going to get Legion on the line in a second, man. I'm going to get him on the line. You know what I'm saying? Legion already had them put it out there before the battle already popped off. You know, he's like really focusing on his music. But, you know what I'm saying, since y'all making a request, you know, we're going to see what we can do on pay-per-view. But I'm going to get him on, so I'm going to let him tell it like only he can. Then we're going to get back to the rotation, man. Yo, real talk. Yo, Legion, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
What's up? What's good with you, man?
Nah, nothing, man. Chilling out, man. Just got the little homie some dinner, so whatever you're
okay.
Chilling, eating.
I hear you. Chilling, eating, holding it down. That's what's up. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? I just had my man Sheemo. You know what I'm saying? We're talking to Billy. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff popping off. You know what I'm saying? Had a little incident that we were able to put it out there on the air. You know, we got a lot of youngsters out there. Yo, this is crazy, but it is. This is how real it is, man. A lot of niggas, man, is hanging on everybody's every word. And it's like, already we've been put the slot together for pay-per-view for the artists that, you know, go on there and do what they do, you know, courtesy, Dish Network, pay-per-view. And we got about over 18 different nominations of different things popping off. We got a lot of Legion of Legend fans, you know what I'm saying? They done checked out all the freestyles you got out there on YouTube, man. They've been hitting that stuff up. You know, a couple of Legion of Legend fans like, yo, you know, is Legion going to, you know, come out of retirement and give us a little something on the pay-per-view? I said, well, yo, we're talking like this here, man. He's a top player, so, you know, you're going to hear it live from him. So, you know, just to address that question, then definitely let them know what's happening, how you can definitely get a part of the movement, man. What you want to let them know in terms of the pay-per-view slot that we're looking to fill up with a lot of the artists that's going to be doing their thing on what they're doing at radio?
Man, shout out to all the pay-per-view artists. You know, trying to give y'all a round of applause because it takes a whole lot of confidence to get up, you know what I'm saying, in front of another man and really just go hard at them, you know, depending on if it's one person watching or if it's a million people watching, you know, it take a lot of heart to do that. So it's a different mentality. You know, it's like I can freestyle all day, but the mentality of aiming lines at somebody else is like once you really stop doing that, you can always go back and do it, but you don't want to play with that. You don't want to say, oh, I was the best back in the day, and then you ain't got in the gym and worked out, and then you know, try to take your old credentials to the pavement, you know.
True.
That's how you get, you know, embarrassed. So it's been a minute since I battled somebody just like literally like talking about them or something like that, but I don't know. There ain't no telling.
Okay. Okay.
Ain't no telling.
I see. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't want to say the other network. I'm just going to say the competition. Just like how artists have battles, you know what I'm saying? We're competitive in the industry as well. I'm going to say the competition. You know what I'm saying? The competition, you know what I'm saying? They put a lot of this stuff together. So we're going to definitely oblige them. But I've already told them over the summer, you know, it's going to be on our terms. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be just like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, we're going to go into y'all backyard where, you know, we got 40, 50 folks on that side of the fence and we only got one or two artists that's representing the whole shebang. It ain't even going to work that way, you know. So we're going to make it a very fair, a very open. We're going to let the fans decide. We're going to do it just like that. And with that being said, you know, a couple of other networks have stepped up to the plate. You know, they got a lot of artists. We got a couple of shows out there that, you know, folks are sending in actual freestyle submissions. They actually are auditioning for the spot to be on this pay-per-view slot. One thing about us, you know, it's a little different. Here, you know, saying you can get wrecked just by dialing another pressing one and pressing your luck. You know what I'm saying? You can get wrecked all day around here. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. It's a little different from every other network. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking the comp. I'm just saying, real talk. I'm just saying, y'all hearing this live, all you guys that are on the air right now, y'all know what the business is. You see how everything is popping out. So y'all just stay tuned. Like I said, if you love what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. So definitely it's going to be all the way down, all the way line, like four flat top, man. Real talk. It is what it is. Yo, while I got you locked in, man, yeah, let the fans know they can definitely get at you, man.
Definitely. Where they do that at? Radio, .webs, WTDTARadio.webly.com, Lash.fm, search in Legion of Legend, TeamLegion.info. It has all the YouTube, the free ringtones, all the et cetera. Shout out to all the artists. Shout out to Miss Machine. Shout out to H.E. Shout out to CO. Shout out to Miss Rare Breed, V-Dub, Beanie Weenie, Glance Radio, Live 365, just sipping.
True. That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, he got it all in there, man. I'm a man been on it, man. Real talk. It is what it is. Y'all, I'm going to go back to the rotation that's going to rock the nation. We're going to come back. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's all about this urban experience. It's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. And this music is such one of the world's most influential music genres, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop music, you know, do your research. Hip-hop music is one of the most influential music genres in the world. And, you know, and we got the statistics to prove it. You know, 22 million listeners that tune into our broadcast every night, they're not all just here in the United States. We have folks in Asia, Bangkok, North, South, and West Africa, Russia, Ukraine, you know what I'm saying, all across the globe. And I know a lot of folks, you know, even with the emails that I get and the responses from a lot of the artists, you know, they might not speak English very well, but they know a lot of these artists' songs verbatim. And, you know, and so it just really just lets you know how much of an impact this culture represents. So it makes perfect sense for us to be bringing some realness into this thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's,
I'm going Quiet, that I can't pass for everything. 6'4", with 2 steps back. Like I can't go straight, cause I'm so off track. I got a lot of regrets, but I can't go back. My father's gone, I don't know where he's at. I remember being in the jungle watching this attack. I was younger, man, I didn't know how to react. Maybe that's how I don't know with all my tendency to act. That's why I'm still stuck, life's trap. I can stop and tell, but look, I can't afford that. Life's moving so fast, I gotta speed up for the last. Yeah. My life, my story, my life, my life, my life. This is my story, my life. This is my story, my life, my life, my life. This is my story, my life. Different now. The mission minister for me is perfect. It's so much harder now. I look around at the view in sight. It's just some people, but I see them in the day and the night. I take a look at life in the past. I walk. Something strong and I'm in dying need of the life. I see my life's a war and I'm the one losing the fight. And at the end of it all, I'm no sucking, no sucking in my back where you put this so far. I'm watching everybody fall. For me as a man, I plan to stand tall and always broad. I gotta do what I have to just survive it all. And I'll stay in motion with hope that I never saw. Because I gotta remain strong and be here to see my daughter see her very first child born. And be the one that they can count on. Life,
I'm
Another way. Satan is a evil old man, but he can't shock people, and I'm man. So when I check him, I just been run. And if him slip, I got with him, man. Now I'm gonna put down an iron shirt and check him, knock down first. I'm gonna put down an iron shirt and check the devil off down first. I'm gonna send him to outer space. Find another way. I'm gonna send him to outer space. To find another way.
I need to sit my black mirror ass down and write. Yeah, the hustle got me hustling, but I'm muscling myself for the time for me. Well, what about me, I ask? What about the stories that I need to tell? I need to write. Because can't nobody do it for me. Can't nobody document my inspirations the way I can. Can't nobody compliment my aspirations the way I can. Only I can. Only I can. Only I can. So I need to write. I need to get up some words and write. I need to get up some thoughts and write. I need to write because I'm tired of the same old pieces. I know y'all tired of hearing the same old pieces because the same old pieces got the same old problems, but I got new problems, more problems, problems of change, problems of rearrange. The Thomas cat asked me for some money, but got mad at me because I ain't got no spare change. I need to write. Me and my girl been arguing. I need to write. My boy told me that they need to take it to the next level, so I need to write. My pops died and it's hard dealing with it. I need to write. I know y'all can't wait for the book. I need to write. I need to write. I need to write. They just stole my hoopie. I need to write. The cop said I fit the description. I need to write. Wait, hold on, hold on. You mean to tell me that my wallet went like a gun? I need to write. My little brother got murdered by some girl's dog. I need to write. You talking about being behind my back? I need to write. I ain't got it no more. I need to write. My ex tried to fuck my boy. I need to write. The resident acting awfully funny. I need to write. It's trying to take Jesus off their cross. I need to write. Cops killing brothers. Cops killing sisters. See Mamiya. I need to write. Wait. You gonna kick off World War III and possibly drive me? I need to write. Oh, so I'm gay because I don't want to fuck you? I need to write. They were taking good care of that little people boy. What about the charges in the project? I need to write. You saying I'm bogus because I didn't come to your day because I was tired? I need to write. I distinctly remember asking for 6 weeks of my thoughts. Why is it only half four? I need to write. I think about writing a third person because the first is hurting. Life is a job and the verse is working. My soul is a person for the Lord pulls the curtain. Words are words and maybe your actions are doing the curtain. I need to write. Just yesterday, it was a reason for me to write. I'm not paying that. I need to write.
I hear you, man. Yo, real talk. Yo, we want to let our listeners know, man, we're back on the air. Yo, part two, actually part one of a whole series, which is called Today is the Day. I got my man, Mr. NYC himself, Corey Fleet. Yo, one of the guys is definitely out in the field, keeping it real, letting everybody know what's up and what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been bragging to a lot of the young artists, pretty much, you know, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the work that you actually do in terms of the community with the music. You know, today is a very real issue concerning a lot of our youth, you know, something that I know you're definitely very passionate about, something that you definitely, you know, have no bones about letting anybody know really what the business is and what's going on around. What I'm going to do right here, I'm going to give you a definite chance to just definitely just, you know, really, really, really implement and really talk about, you know, to the listeners, you know, that's locked in. We're actually live on the CBS, AOL, Yahoo, Open Feed. We're actually finished up and redistributing as well as through this network. So we got a lot of people that are definitely locked into this broadcast. So what I'm going to do, like, matter of fact, before I drop this joint and really have you just really just get aware of what the business is, the joint, Lion of Judah, the joint in due time. You know, the mindset behind both those joints really kind of catch our new listeners up on just really what all that's about before I drop this gentleman in due time.
Well, Lion of Judah is basically trying to, you know, wake people up. That's my spirit, you know what I'm saying? That's waking them up. That's the lion. That's the Judah is every black person that's in America, you feel me, that's the black Americans, trying to wake my people up a different way than the other stars that's out right now do their thing. That's why you had me mention names, the Jay-Z, the 50 Cent, didn't. I said it on there, but I'm trying to come through, and just because I'm from New York, like, damn, I'm trying to do it like that. I'm a different breed. So that's what Lion of Judah was about. It was just to wake the black Americans up and let them know what they are, where they come from, and what they really come from. And I mean, in due time, it's just about, you know what I'm saying? That's everything that's going on right now. You know what I mean? That's everything that's going on right now. Up to the date, up to the time, and it's just letting people know, like, well, in due time, like, you got to get ready, you got to be focused, like, it's right now, like, just be not focused right now, like, you got to really build yourself, like, because right now, you see what's going on, like, as far as the communities, the cops is out more, the bees is out more, shit was just happening more, the girls is out more, everything is out more, you feel me, so it's just in due time, like, you'll never know, but it's in due time, so I'm ready. So you
have to
be ready. So that's what
we can
about.
Definitely. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to definitely drop the joint on you, then I'm going to definitely let my
number 21, their parents can press charges against you and have you indicted, not for conversion of somebody, catch this, for genocide, and you'll stand trial, not for some misdemeanor, but for murder. That's right. And that one is being pushed through. The next is the Presidential Martial Law Clause. It's called the Martial Law Act. It's already been passed. I think it passed last November, signed in action in a law. Now, I want to say something. If you haven't heard about these, that's because you typically do something that the Illuminati counts upon. Now, people, I'm going to try and change your life with this. When Congress is arguing over something about a law that they're going to pass or something they're going to do or somebody they want to fire or get rid of, start digging to find out what they're really doing that you're not hearing on the television. The only time Congress or the government argues or does publicly about anything they're doing is when they don't want you to know what else they're doing. It's a smokescreen. When they fired, I can't even think of his name now, the guy that was on President Carter's committee and so on, when they fired him, they passed the Martial Law Act, or you weren't looking. They passed House Bill 41 and they're trying to pass the Genocide Act, without actually knowing it, while they argue over the Panama Canal. Now, we're never going to give the Panama Canal up, even if the law is passed, because we're supposed to get up in the year 200, and all the people in politics believe that we'll have a world government by the year 1980. So they don't plan on giving up. In fact, they don't even believe the Panama Canal is going to exist anymore. Then it's going to be blown off the face of the map in a world war about the year 1980. So then they don't care what they're doing, they're arguing over it. They could pass it right now if they wanted to. They're arguing over it and even thought them getting as much publicity as possible, but you won't know about the other law that they're trying to pass. So when you hear something big explode, like the upcoming trials on the congressman and so on over the Korean thing, that's probably about the time that they'll probably pass the Anti-Hoarding Act and finish up the Genocide Act. The Anti-Hoarding Act forbids you to own more than 1 month's food or 1 month's fuel supply on the penalty of 1 year and $5,000 fine, 1 year in federal penitentiary. Now, I want you to go home and ask yourself why our government, we're not starving, yes, we will be before long, but we're not, yes, why they want to pass a law forbidding you to have more than 1 month's food supply in your home. Why you are not allowed to stockpile food. We're not in World War II when you had to do this. We're now. There's a reason for it. Those are the major laws that they're trying to pass. I got all that stuff out of the way. Now, we'll play at school. I'm going to need a mic. Can I use one of these mics with me? We'll do a disconnect or okay, then I'll stand over here and point. Excuse me for pointing. It's worse than no knowledge. All right? And all of them, they stopped the Illuminati at the Rockefellers. They always come after David and Nelson and these type of people as the leaders of the Illuminati. They're not. Second, they also say that the Illuminati, and it's in many books, and I can prove it in many tapes, that the Illuminati is a Zionist conspiracy. And it is not a Zionist conspiracy. The learned elders of Zion are the synagogue of Satan, that were Jews that believed that Lucifer was the true God. Okay? They existed before the Illuminati, and the Illuminati came, you know, used their teachings to start the Illuminati. All right? But they're not Zionists. In fact, most of their leaders are Gaelic. The Rothschilds are Zionists by birth.
they quit believing in Yahweh hundreds of years ago. And one pop had already left the Trinity Church and been a Catholic and a Satanist before the Illuminati was formed. And on, and they try to make rock stars and everybody at one time a Jew, and everybody's changed their names to hide their Jew, and all the Jews are the evil people, and they lead the Illuminati. Well, I have news for them. I sit on the Council of 13 that runs that organization, and my family's never been a Jew. They're all from Scotland. So something's wrong with translation somewhere. And I cannot believe that a member of the Council of 33, the second highest council within the Illuminati, can run an organization that exposes the Illuminati. It just doesn't make sense. And there are other stronger things. You know, let that one go. That's a little too strong for anybody around here. But all I can say is that the Birch Society is like the Masons. Now, I'm going to hit another group here. You're not going to like it. We've got some people here, but hear me out before you all want to lynch me at one time. It's like the Charismatics. And that's because the people, the little people, it's just not, okay, like the coal miners, and like the farmer strike, and like the Teamsters. You've got the people in it below who do not know who the leaders are. Okay? Now, where I sit, I have a human money to people. Okay? And right now, people wonder, why are you mad at these people? These people are good men of God. Why are you mad at them? How would you feel if you had to take millions of dollars in check and currency and dispose it to these people to do things for the Illuminati? Would you respect them as Christians? That's the idea. Too much money went into the Birch Society from the Illuminati for me to believe that it's an instrument against the Illuminati. Okay? I saw $35 million in 3 years go into the charismatic movement to build the four biggest churches in the United States that lead it, plus the full gospel businesses. I saw $20 million given to being a Centurion one night. I can't accept it. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and give it. Some of the biggest people, like the man you mentioned and Gary Allen, and folks stood up and just literally ripped by name the Baptist Fundamental Church apart. And have you ever seen the big book of the Birch Society? No Christian can read that book and say that book is a Christian book. All right? And I've heard them stand up and say, yeah, we need to be a fundamental church. Okay? No, I cannot. Anyway, so let's pass over that. When I get that, I'll go get a dozen other things at once. I'm going to get lynched by some three different groups before I get out of here.
But let me just say, please, let's hold our questions to one per person.
Yeah, we'll
have about 400 folks in here tonight. Everybody want to add.
And after what I said about the charismatics, I know they're going to want to.
So let's go to some questions.
What's the charismatics? What's the charismatics?
Okay.
Charismatics. Let's put it this way. The charismatic movement to the outside people is the movement that declares the speaking of tongues. Okay? That is separate from the Pentecostal denominations and churches. Most people do not realize that Pentecostal churches are not part of the charismatic movement. In fact, me, I'm opposed. The charismatic movement in reality was one of three steps declared back in 1964 to do three things. While the main function was to destroy the fundamental church of any type. Alright? The Masons was one, and the charismatic church was another. Okay? And then the political maneuvers was the third. Now, the charismatic people, you know, they get caught in the charismatic movement, they don't stay in that and watch it. We have two distinct signs where it goes. If it is in a fundamental church, it's listed every time. I've never seen any fundamental evangelical church say this thing if it came there. And the other thing that does is it unites all the liberal churches. It has brought the Catholics, the Lutherans, and the Mormons, even the Mormons, the Methodists, the Episcopalians, Presbyterians, everybody together.
Now, I'm going to make some quotations. See, I'm not a charismatic, I admit it. But I'm not a Baptist either, so don't say I'm saying it because I'm a Baptist. I'm against this. I'm against this for one reason. I was on the Council of 13 and had to pay too many millions of dollars out for that organization to accept that it be a guy in the leaders, because I know most of the leaders by first name basis. They use the charismatic movement to establish Jesus Rock. I deliver a $4 million check that was the second $4 million check that Chuck Smith that created Calvary Chapel Maranatha Productions received from the Illuminati. And he knew it was the Illuminati money before you go out of here and say that he did it. The purpose of it was to build Maranatha Industries and Productions, which started Jesus Rock. Back when the Christian church was preaching this rock music, not knowing why, but preaching it, it is the same, and throwing it out the churches, that scared the Illuminati and the occult world to death. At that time, it almost thought their end had come. Because if that really happened within the Christian church would have the biggest mass revival of souls in the United States that this world would ever see. That's the purpose for rock music, to make sure that never takes place. Now, okay, so let me finish all this, because it's long. So any hands come rushing up. When that took place, they got scared. So they got smart. They thought, and they built Jesus Rock. And you can take some of the top Jesus Rock songs, and you can play the same rock songs over here, and it's the very same key with new word structure. Now, I'm going to give you a key that you should know about. Okay? The sign of the devil.
I'm I'm gonna go Let's go. We wrestled every storm,
yeah. That's how I make getting late. I'm chasing chips like I got a list. And I'm trying to see SMC on that Fortune 500 list. Money, I'm for money. But boy, you got the money shit. You doing it for the bitches, dog. I ain't making money shit. We found it that like you said, got no power. We found a lot of shit. And no fun time. Oh, boy, we got to be out for niggas. Tell me this. I come for the
represent New York City, Charleston.
What's up, New York? Right? The piece is dedicated to Gil Scott-Heron, who, okay? Well, he's the man who wrote "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." And you know how we do in the hip-hop generation, y'all. This is the remix. Your revolution will not happen between these sides. Your revolution will not happen between these sides. The real revolution ain't about booty size, the Versace's you buy, or the Lexus you don't drive. And though we have lost Biggie Smalls, baby, your notorious revolution will never allow you to lace no lyrical dish in my bush. All right. Your revolution will not be you killing me softly with 2 G's. Your revolution ain't gonna knock me up without no ring or no plan and produce little future MCs, because that revolution will not happen between these sides. And your revolution will not find me in the backseat of a Jeep with LL hard as hell, ruining well. Will not be smacking it up, flipping it, or rubbing it down. Nor will it take you downtown or humping around, because that revolution will not happen between these sides. And your revolution will not have me singing, ooh, ain't no nigga like the one I got. Your revolution will not be your ass sending me for no VV shot. And your revolution will not involve me stealing your nature rods or just helping you fantasize, because that revolution will not happen between these sides. And no, my Jamaican brother. Your revolution will not make you feel bombastic and really fantastic and have you groping in the dark for that rubber wrapped in plastic. And you will not be touching your lips to my triple dip of French vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe, or having Acanelli's dream, a 6-foot blowjob machine. Okay, you want to subjugate your queen? You think I'm going to put that in my mouth just because you made a few bucks? And your revolution will not be you dyeing your hair platinum blonde, sing about what we going to do all night long, because all you can see is the thong, 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 because that revolution will not happen.